Very famous.
Young Joan Copeland.
The very famous Joan Copeland. You know, I don't think Auntie Scott was in the room when we were having that discussion. Maybe Auntie Scott knew Joan Copeland.
Could have been a contemporary of his.
He could have worked with her in Murder, She Wrote.
Do, 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 do.
Or something.
Do, 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 do,
oh,
do,
no,
do,
she was his lover.
Oh. Yeah, that Murder, She Wrote episode, the case of the missing number 8 with extra ketchup. I just can't believe you and that goddamn Whataburger.
What about it?
You just have endless problems with this Whataburger. It's like they would just be solved if you would just go in.
They're not good inside either.
But like, you can open the bag right in front of them and go, oh, no, you know what? And
throw it in their face.
You don't have to throw it in their face, but you could be like, I'm sorry, this is not a large fry. I ordered a large fry.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I mean, you know, and they close the bag so you don't have time to open it before they run away. Then you open it because I actually knew. I was like, well, they gave it to me for free. I'm just going to go home.
Now we had, I tried to eat, like I was looking, or when I had that horrible stuff in my mouth, when I had the metallic death taste in my mouth, I was looking for just bland things to try to eat, like trying to, because it's like anything that remotely like had any kind of seasoning on it just was worse. So I was looking for like the blandest food on the planet to try to choke down. And so I ordered like some McDonald's cheeseburgers. And even they tasted like death, Adam. Even the McDonald's cheeseburgers tasted like death.
I agree with you that McDonald's cheeseburgers are bland, but I think it's a good thing. Because sometimes if I have an upset stomach or whatever, but I need to eat something, I can, because I love cheeseburgers, mm-hmm. I can get a McDonald's cheeseburger and it won't upset my stomach. Or like it won't make my stomach worse.
But you know what I've had a hankering for?
What?
General Tso's chicken. I want General Tso's chicken so bad.
P.F. Chang's has a good version of that, but it's spicy, so that might not be good for you if you like spicy. Okay.
So that's what we're going to maybe do tomorrow is we might order from P.F. Chang's.
It's their spicy Chang's chicken.
Spicy Chang chicken.
Is their version of General.
Now, are there lettuce wraps good? Their lettuce wraps look good.
Their lettuce wraps are good. Yeah, Mark, I'm not a huge lettuce wrap person in general, mm-hmm. but they are good, and Mark loves them. He just orders that.
It's very keto.
I love P.F. Chang's, but it is so expensive. You like two entrees and like an appetizer, and if you have it delivered, you've spent $75.
Cheesecake Factory has great lettuce wraps, I'm being told. This is the thing about Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory has a menu the size of like a phone book, right? You've been to Cheesecake Factory. They just have pages after pages.
Oh, I love Cheesecake Factory.
And you're like, there's no possible way that everything in this phone book could be good.
Everything I've had has been
great. I know. Every fucking thing I've ever had at Cheesecake Factory has been great. It's just like, how do they do that shit? I don't know.
The chicken and biscuits with gravy, so good. Their steak Diane, super good.
You know what's great at Cheesecake Factory is their bacon burger, where it has like pork belly and streaky bacon on it.
I haven't had that.
Oh, so good.
All the appetizers I've ever tried. Now, my favorite, I've probably said this before, but I'm just going to say, if you go to Cheesecake Factory and you're looking for a good appetizer, get, and you don't mind like a mushy consistency because some people have a problem with texture. Mm-hmm. Get the tamale cakes.
Tamale cakes.
Oh my God, they are so good. It's these cakes. Mm-hmm. It's not cake, but it's like a tamale mixture, like masa or whatever.
See, I don't know that I can do appetizers anymore. I feel like if I eat an appetizer, then I'm too full to eat.
Well, just get appetizers. Have you never gone with Zach and just got two or three appetizers and shared and just had appetizers as your meal?
All right. First of all, and I know this makes me a horrible person, I don't share. So if somebody wants their own appetizer, they can get it. But I don't share desserts. I don't
share
appetizers.
Appetizers are made for sharing.
But we do this thing where we do go to the food festivals at Epcot. So those are the same, you know, they're small dishes from around the food booths. But what I find is I'll eat at like two or three food booths. Like I get like two or three small plates and then I'm stuffed because I'm also walking. So I
get the not sharing. So because
then by the time I'm on the backside of the countries, right? So I always miss half the countries because I eat at Canada and I eat at I don't know.
Mark accuses me of being selfish because he likes when we eat. For instance, if we buy a dessert. Or we eat a something and I go, he wants me to come sit on the couch and feed him and each of us get a, you know, one by one. Mm-hmm. And I want to eat the whole thing and give him his own. Like, yes. I don't want to be right. Whatever. And then the other thing is I've hated this my entire life. My mom used to do this and I hated it. I would fix my plate. This is not a restaurant. This is like at home.
Right.
But I would like fix my plate with exactly the amount. And Mark does this too. I would fix my plate with exactly the amount of food that I wanted. And then mom would come by and say, I just want one bite. Mark does this as well. And he just thinks it's so selfish. And I'm like, and so if he does that, like if I have some chips on my plate and he grabs a couple of chips, mm-hmm. I will go back to the bag and replace the amount of chips that he got. Because
didn't I steal a fry off of your tray at Whataburger?
I don't know.
I think I did.
And I do that. But so I kind of get that because when I get a certain amount of food, I have decided this is the amount of food that I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And especially when I'm on a diet because I'm like weighing shit out. And I've got 28
Did you stop recording? I'd forgotten to stop recording.
I did stop recording.
Okay, great.
28 grams of, you know, baked Lay's potato chips or something. And if you get one of those potato chips, first of all, I'm already starving to death because I'm on a diet.
Yes.
And you've taken one of my grams.
Hey, you know what's really good for your diet?
No.
COVID. You should get COVID.
Yes. I don't understand the appetizer thing because Mark and I love variety. And mm-hmm. so we love doing tapas.
All right. I'm more adamant about the dessert part. Cause I'm thinking now like, yeah, if we go to Sanaa or someplace that has like bread service or whatever, then yeah, I'll share the bread. Right. And I'll share the bread and the sauces and stuff like that. That's all great. But I, you know, if I'm at a food booth where I'm getting a little tiny plate, then you go get your plate.
So Tim says Parkinson's works too. Mm-hmm. He's down to 162. I didn't know you have Parkinson's.
I was unfamiliar that Tim had Parkinson's as well.
I am sorry to hear that you have Parkinson's. I did not know that.
Just recently discovered. Now I'm that Parkinson's is one of those that's anti, like you think that it works one way, but it's the other way. Like you think that like you're just constantly shaking, like when you try to pick something up or whatever. But I feel like it's one of those that you shake when you're not moving your hands. But if you are engaging the muscles and picking something up, you don't shake as bad as when you're not. Is that correct? Is that what I heard? I think I heard that in an interview with Michael J. Fox once.
Oh, Zach is listening. Hi, Zach.
But he's not replying. Yeah, he's... It took me 4 tries to measure a teaspoon of sugar a couple of days ago. Now, Tim, have you looked into those spoons? Have you seen those spoons? You know which ones I'm talking about?
The Parkinson's spoons?
Yeah, the one that is like, it's a super balanced spoon, so that no matter how much you shake, the spoon stays steady?
No.
Oh, I got to find a YouTube video of those.
I mean, I don't think I've seen that. Well, anyway, I'm sorry to hear that, Tim. I hope whatever medication they have can help whatever is going on. When we saw you 2 years ago or whatever, I wouldn't have said you had Parkinson's, but then again, I'm not a doctor and I don't know what the symptoms are really, other than, you know, seeing Michael J. Fox on television.
Oh, this
I haven't
just,
seen him in a while.
This is just wrong. I mean, I think I just saw him recently.
Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, I think he did some New Year's thing.
I don't know. He used to be on, so we, I watched both. I'm going to get this wrong. I feel like, was he on the Juliana Margulies law show?
Yeah, yeah, he was. He was on The Good Wife. Yes.
The Good Wife. Yeah, he was on The Good Wife, and then he...
He played a bastard attorney that happened to have Parkinson's, yes.
Yeah, and then he's in the spinoff as well. The Good Fight.
Yes.
Although I haven't seen the most recent
they ever come back
season of that. I think they did, but I haven't seen it.
I felt like they did like half a season and then quit. And then I don't know that they... So many shows. It's like so difficult sometimes to keep track of all these shows because they're all in different places.
We watched Lost in Space and I hated season 3.
Yes, thank you. I also hated season 3 because it's like they made their own... They made their own rules and then they violated those rules. And that pisses me off. It's like, they're like, we have to shut off all electronics or else the robots can find us. And then the very next scene, they're walking around with like computers and like they're fixing wires and stuff. And they're like, yeah, I decoded this video. Look, here's the things on the show. I'm like, you're running electronics. You just said that you can't run electronics or else they'll find you.
No, here's what I was thinking. Robot is literally electronics.
Yes.
And he's around them all the time.
Yes.
So I was thinking, how are the other robots not detecting him? Mm-hmm. They didn't turn him off.
Right. And we know that they can like zip in. The thing was, is I think Lost in Space had a good couple of seasons, but it never caught on well enough. And it fell victim to that Netflix thing of like, okay, we'll give you 3 seasons, wrap it up. And so,
well, yeah,
they sped through wrapping it up there.
The thing that really bothered me is the last couple of episodes where the solution was we just talk nicely to the other robots and they magically turn into good robots.
Right, exactly.
One of them broke their leg. We helped them fix their leg and boom, they're blue now.
Yep, good robot.
I'm like, what? That is like, what? All you had to do was be sweet? And they're all going to be like, what kind of solution is that? Mm-hmm. What kind of phoned in solution is that?
No, the phoned in solution is the part where the bad robot stabs him in the heart, but the other robot had downloaded himself into the heart because he knew that's where he would stab.
Anyway, I didn't like
that. No, the worst part, not the worst part, but one of the parts that threw me the most was at the beginning of season 3, because at the end of season 2, Will Robinson was like 12. And then at the beginning of season 3, he's like 26 or something. He's like, he's grown 9 feet. And,
but I tell Mark this all the time. They can't help it. Child actors grow up. Like there's nothing you can do unless you literally said, okay, we're going to do 3 seasons and we're going to record, we're going to video them.
This is why you hire people with dwarfism like Webster and you make this 14 or how old was he? Like Webster was like 22 or 23
and he was 45
and he was playing the part of an 18-year-old boy on TV, like on talk shows. Like he was pretending as if he was an 8-year-old boy.
Wait, was Webster? There was another one. What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, that was Gary Coleman.
That wasn't Webster, though.
No, that wasn't Webster. That was Gary Coleman. That was Different Strokes.
Okay, yeah, Different Strokes.
What you talking about, Willis?
He also looked young.
Yes. But I'm just saying that Webster was one of those weird things where the kid was not a kid, but he would go on talk shows and pretend as though he was like this 8-year-old kid. And it was kind of creepy. You know, it's not as bad as Baby Herman. Remember Baby Herman from Roger Rabbit? Anyway. No.
What's this? Stick with velour. That's the old. Okay, old.
I did want to give credit. That was the other thing, is that they literally just dropped Dr. Smith's whole storyline in season 3 to like wrap it all up or whatever. But it's like, I thought, what's her name? Parker Posey, is that her name? She did.
Yeah, that's her name.
The most insanely evil Dr. Smith. It's like, she was psychotic.
Oh, yeah, she was evil. She did a good job at that.
She was great. It's like, she should have won an award.
What was she in back in her heyday? Like, what is she known for?
Wasn't she in a show called something like Parker Posey Can't Lose? Or no, that was Parker Stevens.
No, but I mean, she was like an 80s or 90s. Like, she was in... She was in something.
Does anyone know?
I'm confusing her with the babysitter girl.
Does anyone know what Parker Posey was in? If only we could look it up.
I'm looking right now.
Parker Posey.
She's been in a lot of things.
Yeah. She's an accomplished actress.
She was in Coneheads in 1993. She was in Sleepless in Seattle. She was in all the Scream movies.
Well, there you go.
She was a headliner in a movie called Price Check in 2012.
Well, there you go.
She was in Boston Legal, probably just like a one-off episode or something. Anyway. Okay, she's not who I was. I was probably thinking of the girl who was in the babysitter movie.
Wasn't she in something where she played a period piece where she played like a writer or something like that? I don't remember. I have no idea.
What was that babysitter movie?
Adventures in Babysitting?
Yeah, that one. And the actress pretty much did that and then nothing else ever or something. Adventures in Babysitting.
Okay.
I was probably getting Parker Posey confused with her.
Possibly. Oh, excuse me. I apologize. Hopefully you guys have been boosted. I'm not catching this through the airwaves.
Well, we can't confirm or deny because we've had a couple of people that listen to our show, including Lamont, you know, and you know, ironically, or that's the wrong choice of words, but I'm going to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
He came down with his the same day you did.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, and he listened to the show the week before.
Yeah. Mac Zook was diagnosed as well. That's right. I remember reading that in the chat room.
Yeah. And I think he listened to that last episode as well.
Guru Nudie is still fighting it. So he's in the same boat I am now. He's kind of recovering.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, maybe there hasn't been enough data collected, but it could be spreadable.
I'm telling you.
Okay, everyone in the chat room, put on your masks if you're going to listen.
I'm going to just tell you, Adam, it's not fun. Don't, it's not a fun, one.
I'm trying not to get it. But Mark said the other day, you know, he said, this is the point where everyone's going to have it before this is all over. Like, this is the one. He's like... You know, it's just going to spread to everyone, but at least this is the variant that's not going to kill very many people or something. But
I mean, Zach had it, but I feel like his was less. Like he only had it for a couple of days and he's doing much better. Oh, Mean King got it for Christmas. There you go. Yeah, it's not a fun one. Not a fun one. So,
we know Auntie Scott hasn't gotten it because
because he's recluse.
He doesn't leave the house. But
I don't know. You know, I think the R naught value of the Omicron was some stupid like 8.5 or something.
The R naught value?
Yeah.
What's the R naught value?
Adam, we're 2 years into this pandemic and you don't know what an R-naught value is?
No, I don't know what an R-naught value is.
Okay. An R-naught value is, it's a stupid name, first of all, because naught means zero, right? It's the zero, but it's the international, you know, sign for it. But what it is it signifies how... what's the word I'm looking for? How infectious a disease is. So for R would be the person that had it. And then for that person that had it, the naught value is how many other people would get it. So like the original COVID was like an R naught value of like 2. So it was like for every person that got COVID, they would spread it to like 2 people. right? The Delta variant was like an R naught of like 4 or 5 or something, because it was much more transmissible. It was much more infectious. The Omicron value, they're saying, is like an R naught of like 8 or something. So every person that gets the Omicron, they could spread it to like 8 people. That's how transmissible it is.
This is a stretch, and I'm going to admit it before it comes out of my mouth, but I want to say it anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's like as if I said, oh, you and Zach are contagious right now. And you said, are not.
Yeah. No, we're not. We were at the beginning. I mean, let's be fair. I probably gave it to Zach. So, I mean, I got sick first. So,
was he with you at the trivia?
Yeah. But well, again, he's been boosted.
You don't know that.
But he was boosted. I wasn't.
Well, he could have gotten it and given it to you and just not realized it because he's boosted and didn't have symptoms.
That's true. It could be all Zach's fault. I mean, I'm going to go with no, because he's like 20 years younger than me. So he's probably, you know, not in a high risk category. Yeah. Thank you, Cyclone. Daniel got sick first because I'm old.
Because he's old.
It's like, especially now, because when they say things like, oh yeah, people that are 55, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, shit, I'm 55 this year. It's like, that's...
Have you ever had a colonoscopy? Aren't you at that age?
I don't know how to answer that, Adam.
Well, I know you've had things up there.
Yeah, I've
but
had
I mean,
things in
not,
my colon.
But not, I mean, because...
No, I've never had a colonoscopy.
Aren't you supposed to start doing that at age 50?
I don't know. Yeah, here's the thing, Adam. I am a doctor's child. And because of that, I don't know what you're supposed to do with like how you're supposed to go through life. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Zach was mad at me during the first part of this illness because he's just like going, go to the doctor. I'm like, what the doctor's going to do? They're just going to treat my symptoms. Right. It's like, there's nothing that I'm, you know, a doctor's just going to tell me to take, you know, whatever, like Pepto-Bismol, whatever. And some ibuprofen. And it's like, there's nothing that they can do about it. There's no cure for this. And it's one of those things where it's like most normal people, I guess, would go to the doctor. But that's just this something that never occurs to me because I'm like, they're just people. And they.
Well, I'm not one to talk because I'm just going to drop dead.
Right.
Literally one day.
Like, see this? See this? I have this mark here that has been persistent for like several weeks now. And I'm pretty sure it's cancer. I need to go get this like looked at. But I don't know where to go to that. It's like, do you go to the cancer clinic? It's like, how do you?
A dermatologist.
So
you could go to a
dermatologist.
Urgent care. But they may tell you to go to a dermatologist. But yeah, you can just look up a dermatologist and you go in and they just check all your moles.
Go make an appointment at a dermatologist. What do you say? Like, hi, I'd like to make an appointment.
Say, I need an appointment. I have a spot on my face that I'd like to get checked. And they say, great.
Cyclone.
Come in next Tuesday.
See, Cyclone is why I love Cyclone. He's like, yeah, just post a photo on Reddit. You'll get opinions. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak because I seriously will just drop dead one day. And they'll say, you know what, if you'd have gone to the doctor, we would have caught this and you'd live 50 more years. And I'd be like, well, not too bad, I'm dead.
Right.
I am one of those men.
Am I?
Men.
Am I in your will?
I don't have a will.
But
my parents are my beneficiaries on my... Mm-hmm. On my work stuff, I have to list beneficiaries for life insurance and 401k and all that stuff. And right. Mark is and my parents.
I just want your mixers and microphones and stuff. Just leave me that.
Oh, okay. Well, when I write one, when I go to LegalZoom, my will.
It is now midnight here, and I am actually kind of tired.
The pumpkin has turned back into a carriage. Wait, the carriage has turned back into a pumpkin.
That's right. And so I would like to say that I'd rather die 50 years earlier than have spent that 50 years going to a doctor.
Well, you and I have had this conversation. Auntie Scott, and I are a lot alike in a lot of things. And this is one of them. My thought is, if I go to the doctor and they tell me I have something, I'm going to spend the rest of my life worrying about that thing that they've told me, even if it's treatable. I mean, if I have a headache, I'm going to say, oh God, this is it. I'm dying, you know? Whereas if I don't know, I don't know. And then I just die. Although I hate it for Mark if I just drop dead and laying next to him in the bed or something and he wakes up and I have drool coming out of my mouth.
See, I feel like Tim and Alaska and I are in the same boat because he is related to a doctor. So you just call them. You just like, so I'm just used to like, you know.
Well, Zach's not a doctor, so he can't.
I know, but my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, and I don't call them, and I should, and I don't, and because I feel like, oh, yeah, I guess now that I have insurance and stuff, I should go to another doctor, but I don't even know how to get a doctor. Like, I don't know how you find a doctor.
Well, you know how you can Google everything else?
Yeah.
You can Google that, but also you have health insurance, and probably your health insurance has a list of doctors that they recommend.
Yeah, but there's like, I don't know who they are.
You know, RT Cruiser has joined the chat room. Good day, RT Cruiser.
Yes. All right. I was trying to say goodnight. I know you have to drive to get your.
Yeah, I do. Sorry, we're leaving.
By the way, can you swing
the chat room, RT Cruiser?
Are you going by the Lincoln Museum at all?
We're not going over there. Mark's going with me, and he wants to go to the Filipino store.
I need a coffee mug.
That's not anywhere close. That's like an hour away from St. Louis something.
That's closer than here.
Two hours round. You need a coffee mug?
Yeah, I broke Zach's coffee mug.
Is that a like a euphemism?
No, he bought a coffee mug at the Lincoln Museum and I broke it. And I need to get
if you send me a we're not. But if you send me a picture, we can add that to our plan one of the times that we go. If you really want a replacement one night, we can do that.
I do. And I want you to go see the Lincoln Museum. Because it's really cool.
Yeah, send me a picture of what it looked like and we'll look. I mean, by the time we get there, they may not sell those anymore, but we'll look. But not tomorrow. Anyway, RT, sorry that you just joined and now we're quitting, but COVID.
All right. You know. Thank you, chat room, for being here. It's a great crowd tonight. I appreciate it. We'll
be back next Friday.
Next Friday night.
If Daniel doesn't get the next strain of COVID, whatever that the French strain.
Although there are some Fridays, let's see. I will not be here the last weekend in January.
Okay.
So the 28th. I will not be available on the 28th, I think. I think that's the 28th.
All right.
Because we're going down to watch Randy Rainbow in South Florida and then are going to be camping that weekend. So.
All right.
All right.
I think we're finishing and Mark's not even home yet. He volunteered at the theater.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Good night, chat room. I'm hanging up on the chat room right now. I just hung up on the chat room. I'm stopping this recording.